All right, it's Jeff Dubay in another installment of the 5-Minute Major. This would be installment number 7. It's a Monday. Well, I don't know what the date is. August 4th? August 4th. And we're going to go into kind of venture into enemy territory a little bit today, talk a little Green Bay Pack, because they finally, well, you knew this was going to happen. I shouldn't say finally, because they did this. They waited the appropriate amount of time and did the right thing. They got Favre's number being retired. So they're not doing it till 2015, but the announcement came this weekend on Brett Favre's website, the official brettfavre.com, I believe is what it is, the official. So don't settle for any substitutes. Now, I mean, I'm obviously not a Packer fan, to say the least. But I got to admit, you know, if I was in their position, you know, having a guy who's been the face of your franchise for so long, you know, maybe the all-time, you know, if you're going to, like, one guy who embodies the Packers, you know, he's on the short list. I mean, I'm not saying he's the guy, but he's on the short list. So to have him come back, taking the reins of an arch rival and bringing him right into your home and beating him too the way he did the first year, I don't blame people for booing. I mean, if I was a Packer fan, I would have been out there probably booing too. Having said that, I think that there comes a time where you just say, okay, you know, we had our fun, you know, we booed him, we loved him, and we hated him. But then you put it all aside and retire the number and do the right thing. I don't think there's any doubt that they were going to eventually do it. And I don't want to say eventually, because that makes it sound like they've been putting it off. And they ain't been putting it off. They haven't put it off. It's I think the time is just about right on this, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, they let things cool down for a little bit. And it's scheduled for 15, not this year. So they're gonna have a ceremony to induct him into the Packer Hall of Fame next summer, the summer of 2015. And then they'll retire during the season. So they're going to milk the hell out of it. I mean, we got to sit here, wait another year and a half to get this all done with. But you know what? Since this is a little bit out of my realm, since I am not a lover of all green and gold, to say the very least, my buddy Jake Bloom, born and raised Wausau, Wisconsin. I know, that's, don't even get me started. As a matter of fact, Wausau, Wisconsin, my first radio opportunity. I was gonna be a country music DJ in Wausau or a board op for, you know, $6.50 an hour part time behind the scenes at the Fan, and I took the gig at the Fan. Thank God for me. But Jake Bloom is a lifetime Packer fan. Now, Jake, had you been there? Had you weren't there, were you?
No, I was not.
Had you been there, would you have booed when he came in as a Viking wearing purple?
As a Viking, I would absolutely have booed and enthusiastically have booed.
But have you gotten over it?
You know, I really have, Jeff. You know, time heals all wounds, and I think...
That's beautiful, man.
I think this is the time and place to get this done and bring Brett back into the fold.
Yeah, it's not easy for me to sit here and break bread with a Packer fan. We're at lunch right now. As a matter of fact, we're at lunch at Quick Trip. So we're really living large these days. But Jake is... I'm sitting in a minivan, eating Quick Trip cheeseburgers with a guy who's, you know, probably two of his most passionate sports followings are the Green Bay Packers and the University of North Dakota Fighting Who hockey team. So you can't make it up. And here I am trying to break bread with this guy. He's wearing a Fighting Sioux t-shirt as we speak. So it's not easy. It's not easy being me. For those of you who think it's just a daily picnic, a vacation of sorts, it's not at all easy being me. But at least my Gophers got the last laugh over the Fighting Sioux. Although, you know, your boys, I know you said, it's not like it's so weird because we can get revenge on each other without playing each other. And I got to believe Union beating the Gophers, that's almost like revenge. It's, yeah, like you got back.
Certainly enjoyed that one.
Yeah, see, like when I was in, I was at the final, the Frozen Four in 2005, you guys beat us and then lost to Denver. But I felt like we won. It's so petty. It's like, it doesn't even matter. It's like, it doesn't even matter if we have success. It's just about the failure of those that we dislike strongly. It's the most petty thing. You just can't even make it up. And, you know, the fact that we're not even in the same league anymore, so you don't even get to, you're lucky if you get one season. You know what, though? That's the beauty of it. Now we don't even have to play each other, so you don't have to play each other to get satisfaction. If we can just sit back from a distance and watch you lose to people, we're happy the same way you can sit back and watch us lose to people and get your petty on. So it's just the love of the rivalry when it comes to sports and pettiness. But back on point, Favre's number to be retired, 2015. There's going to be a ceremony inducting him into the Packer Hall of Fame. He said all the right things, called Ron Wolf the greatest GM in the history of the National Football League. That's debatable. He's a Hall of Fame executive. How does it work for executives? They don't have to retire to get in, do they? Players do. But Ron Wolf's going to be a Hall of Fame executive. There's no doubt about it. He'll get his day of the Hall of Fame. Sucked up to the Packer fans, calling them, you know, the greatest fans in the world and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So Brett has taken a hammer and nails and has begun to rebuild bridges, and it's all going to have a happy ending in Packerland. It's Brett Favre's number 4 to be retired in 2015. That gets us to 5 minutes, and that's going to do it as my major is ending. I got to get over the boards for my next shift. That's Jeff Dubay's 5-Minute Major. We'll be back with another installment. It will be installment number, God, I'm losing track, installment number 8 coming up this Wednesday.
Awesome.